Cerddoriaeth Music. Ysgrifennwch am gerddoriaeth ac ymateb i'r lluniau, cynnwys y geirfa a thrafod y data. Write about music and respond to the pictures below. Include the vocabulary and discuss the data on both pages. First of all, let's translate all of the sentences' vocabulary on the sheet. If you haven't tried to do it on your own first, then please stop the podcast and try to translate before you listen to the answers. Here goes. Cerddoriaeth bop. Pop music. Yn fy marn i. In my opinion. Cytuno. Agree. Prynais i. I bought. An ôl fy ffrind. According to my friend. Mae Beyonce yn fwy dylentog na. Beyonce is more talented than. Fy hoff gantores i ydy. My favourite female singer is. Gantor is male singer. Fy nghas, my least favourite. Mae'n well dy fi. I prefer. Gwyliau si. I watched. Gran dawai si. I listened. Es i dydd Sadorn i wylio. I went Saturday to watch. Enillodd Taylor. Taylor won. Roedd Muse yn. Muse were. Peryglus. Dangerous. Gwahanol. Different. Caneuon anhidol. Magical songs. Rhy swnllyd. Too noisy. Gantor ardderchog. Excellent singer. Golygus. Handsome. But don't forget this soft mutation adjectives after n, so it would be my ain olygus. You drop the g. Ar un llaw. On one hand. Do you know what on the other hand is? Da iawn, ar y llaw arall. A bod yn honest, to be honest. Llawn y hwyl, full of fun. Hoffwn i wylio, I would like to watch. Now let's discuss the second page and go through the data and the pictures. On the top left, you have a graph. All in English. The title is US Music Industry Streaming Revenues. So this is the money that they've made by streaming their songs. You start from the first bars in 2015. The second is 2016, then the third 2017, and then 2018. Then in each year, they colour-coded, so you've got blue is digital and customised radio services, how much they made from that. Yellow is ad support on demand, so how much they made from that. And then the orange is paid subscription, so when you pay for Spotify, etc. So discuss the graph and express your opinion whether you stream music or whether you still enjoy buying CDs, or you could discuss how different it was when your parents and grandparents were younger. Obviously, they listened to CDs or even vinyls. Don't forget, there's a podcast especially for discussing data. So click on the link in Google Classroom for this task and it'll take you straight there. We have symbols for Spotify, so that ties in nicely with the graph. So maybe you could express your opinion, whether it's expensive, the read, whether it's house, easy, gyfleus, convenient, or whether you disagree and you like listening to YouTube because it's free. Then we've got podcasts. You can discuss what podcast you listen to, if it's convenient, whether it's been a lot of help, especially during lockdown, hopefully. Then you've got a picture full of all different bands, so you could pick any of them to express your opinion, or you could share opinions of your parents. On the right, we've got the top 10 global singles charts for 2018, so you could pick any of them. You could say whether you'd watched any of their videos on TV, whether you've listened to them on YouTube or the radio, if you've been to concerts, if you would like to see them in concerts, as many different tenses, and express your opinion by backing up with reasons as possible. And finally, the pictures with all the flags is the famous festival, Glastonbury. And it's a big thing when people make flags. Discuss, would you like to go there? Maybe you want to discuss what's happened in the past, if it's expensive, or if you know anyone has been there, or if you've watched it on TV. So just using all the information to discuss as much as possible. Pub luck. So I'm going to discuss now the different grade boundaries and how you can improve and make sure that you know exactly what you're doing and how you can achieve a higher grade. So let's start on the D category. So in order to get a D in this piece of work, you have to have at least 5 different sentence patterns, adequate content, so for example, great, adjectives that sound like English words. Attempt to discuss the topic. So if you've attempted to discuss the music topic in general, that's fine. And express your opinion simply. So achos mine. And including some English words, but not many. To get a C grade, I want at least 7 different sentence patterns, including at least 2 different tenses. So that could be present tense, past tense, but at least 2 different tenses. Good to very good content with some structure, so it should be flowing nicely and it shouldn't be all over the place. It should be well structured where you move from one point to another. Respond in detail sometimes, so you do express your opinion further sometimes, and you show understanding of the main message. So if you understand the data in general and express your opinion in music, you've shown that you've understood the main message. Express opinion and provide some reason. So, achos dwi'n hoffi. And maybe yn fy marn I would get you the C+. To gain a B grade, I want at least 10 different sentence patterns, including at least 3 different tenses, with majority written correctly. So we could be looking at present tense, past tense, conditional, where you say hoffwn I, or the imperfect, where you say roedd I, it was. So I want at least 3 different tenses. Interesting content. So this is where you start bringing in your idioms. You're bold and honest, and your writing becomes interesting, and your adjectives become a bit more mature. And you respond in detail the majority of the time. So you don't just say, achos mae'n wych. You tell me why it's great. Provide reasons for your opinion majority of the time and justify your opinion and discuss the topic very well. So obviously don't forget your favourite, your least favourite, include parents' opinions, etc. and agree and disagree. Agreeing and disagreeing is very important. To gain an A, I want at least 13 different sentence patterns in a large variation of tenses correctly. So I want, by reading your writing, I want to see how comfortable you are with using different tenses and sentence patterns. Mature content and well structured. So I want you to work through the pictures and the data with a clear structure and mature content. So obviously you discuss expensive and why, and maybe more mature facts about Glastonbury, etc., instead of just vaguely expressing your opinion. Detailed response to all data, statistics, images and statements. So don't forget to listen to the separate podcast that will help you to respond to different information. Provide reasons for opinion fully. So you follow the steps that you've got glued into your books, where you agree and disagree, provide reasons, the past tense, then the future, then agree and disagree with someone else's point. So it's justified fully. And then come to a conclusion. So on the whole, your opinion on music and your opinion on the data that's been shown on the sheets. Finally, to get an A star, at least 15 different sentence patterns used in a large variations of tenses, and it has to be correct, mature content and very well structured. So there's a mature sense about it, mature feel. Detailed responses to all the data, provide reasons for opinion fully and justify opinion fully, come into a comprehensive conclusion. Thank you so much for your hard work and poor luck.